Well, good evening. Welcome, children of the stars, to another evening of Cosmic Code Radio. I want to take a moment to wish all those veterans out there a happy Veterans Day. I hope you're having a wonderful day. I salute each and every one of you, those in service and those retired and those long gone. Happy Veterans Day to all of you. Well, tonight we're going to discuss a whole host of subjects. We're going to talk about the supernova window that's in effect. We're going to discuss Dr. Torrey's SOS to the world for November 12th, 13th, and 14th, and the plutonic phase that is approaching in the next few days. Proceed with caution on that one, my friends, and I will explain more about that in a little bit. And then a little later on in the show, it's going to be all about you, Scorpio. I've typed up an in-depth analysis of Scorpio, the remainder of the year, what's to come for Scorpio, and hopefully it'll help some of you Scorpios out there. I posted on my Facebook page a couple of days ago three other signs besides Scorpio. So if you're not a Scorpio, perhaps you are Scorpio's polar opposite, Taurus, or Aries, or Libra, those four signs, your two-week forecast is posted on my Facebook page. The main reason I did that was because in the last several weeks, I have received a lot of emails, phone calls. One thing about Mercury going retrograde is the past comes back to you. So I've had a lot of people from my past contact me, old friends, and explaining a little bit about what's going on in their life. And sure enough, if they were in Aries, they were having issues with finances, wealth, and possessions, because obviously the tail is in that house for them. Scorpio, first house, it's right on you. We're going to talk about Scorpio a little later, though. It's not a negative. I want you to, Scorpio, it's going to be a positive. Think about that. And we're going to talk about a whole host of other things. Post-election. Well, they are over. Thank God. I am so sick of the commercials. But whether you're happy or not with the outcome of this election, I did a little investigating of my own, and I realized about 2 weeks ago that Obama was going to win this election because of his lucky dragon days. The day he was elected fell on one of his days. Now, I did have someone on the show a couple of weeks ago, Greg Palast, discussing a subject called election fraud. And I chose him to come on my show for a couple of different reasons. One of them, he's an independent journalist and investigative reporter. I did not want someone with a Democratic or Republican opinion. I just wanted the facts, plain and simple. No sugarcoating. Now, I've come across several reports in the news of election fraud. And once I saw which organizations it was, I didn't feed too much into it anymore. That's not to say that it cannot happen, because we know from listening to my guest 2 weeks ago, it very well can happen with either party. But with that being said, I started to laugh a little bit because those of you who know me well, you know my stance on the industrial media complex, and I say no more than that, but just consider the source, get the facts first. Now, what I found kind of interesting is how two political politicians from two different parties came together before the elections. It was how two different parties that should be united but never are, came together due to a national disaster. And it took, unfortunately, Hurricane Sandy for us to see this on the news, the alliance of both President Obama and Governor Chris Christie of New Jersey, joining forces to help the people, elected by the people, for the people. It was a snapshot of true democracy. Seeing that on TV is a total snapshot of what democracy should be. I was very proud that day to say that I was an American, that I'd actually gotten to see a little bit of democracy right unfolding in front of me on TV. And it's very unfortunate that it took a disaster, and the magnitude that it was to unite these two people. Now, if only the president and Congress could take a cue from that and grow from that, we'd be in good shape. And on that note, I do want to send out prayers to the East Coast, even though it's been 2 weeks since Hurricane Sandy has come and went. The East Coast is still suffering from this aftermath. There's over 300,000 still without power, and the latest reports I've received are stating that they're opening up jails and housing the displaced. So if you haven't given to the Red Cross, please do. I know there's a lot of New Yorkers out there who have helped wholeheartedly, have done everything they could, have been true patriots of humanitarianism. And I'm very thankful that some of them are my friends. And luckily, all of my family is accounted for and safe. And unfortunately, there are some people that didn't have that lucky of an outcome. So send some prayers and light and love to those people still suffering out there. Now, on a more positive note, a little more upbeat, I'm really not one to brag. However, when something good comes my way, I must share it with the listening audience. And 2 years ago, when I went on this radio adventure, I did it solely as a hobby. It was not a career, and it still isn't a career. I said to myself, you know, Linda, you've been a cosmic coder for many, many years, and it was time for me to receive much more knowledge and wisdom. I was ready to take that next step. Some of the information I would receive wasn't enough for me. I needed more. So I spent the money, became a student of Dr. Torrey's, took the astropsychology course. I spent hours and hours upon hours understanding his ancient method of astropsychology. With good work, hard studying, always had my nose buried in a book for the last 2 years. I had a decision to make 2 years ago, and I had two paths I can go down. I got accepted into the Institute of Children's Literature. I'm also a published children's book author, and I was accepted into that institute, and I was studying with them, but I wanted to take Dr. Torrey's course. I knew I couldn't do both. It would be impossible to focus on both of those. I needed to put my forces into one thing and focus on only one thing. Now that I've achieved that, and I say that because I have graduated from student and apprentice to journeyman. Journeyman level, I guess, is what you'd call it. And I am a graduated student of Dr. Torrey's school, and I passed with a 95%. So it's been a long journey with a lot of hard work, and I was very pleased to get the diploma, and I was very happy to have learned the wisdom that Dr. Torrey shares with everyone. With that being said, I will be updating my website, www.cosmiccoderadio.com, and prices will go up starting January 1st as I am no longer doing student readings anymore. But my prices are going to stay the same through December 31st for the holidays. You can go to my website. I will be updating it tonight and tomorrow. And if you're interested in having a reading done, feel free to place an order. Feel free to give me feedback on my website as well. Always open to feedback. We're going to go on to some SOS to the world because there's been a lot of things about that have been going on in the last couple of days that I just kind of want to bring to everyone's attention. In the last few days, Guatemala quake kills dozens. We had a whole host of earthquakes, and I'm not talking mini ones. I'm talking big earthquakes, big ones. 7.5 magnitude quake hits off the coast of Guatemala, according to the U.S. Geological Survey. The quake does kill dozens. That same day, oh no, excuse me, on let's see, November 7th, two earthquakes hit that day. Guatemala and Canada, 6.3 magnitude predicted in Canada. These were all predicted. If you own the book Moon Power, you would have been able to read it and see the predictions unfolding. Or if you were on Cosmic Code, you would have known this as well. Also, flooding in India kills 25. It displaced thousands of people. And man mauled to death by captive grizzly bear in Montana. I don't know if anyone read about that, but oh, that was awful. Just brutal. Now, from November 3rd through November 30th, we are in a supernova window. Some of you that are new to the show are sitting there saying, well, what is a supernova window? Well, in modern astrology, it's called Mercury retrograde. And there's some people that dismiss the theory of Mercury retrograde. So let me just explain to you a little bit about what Mercury retrograde, or as I call it, the supernova window, is. And then I can explain to you some of the things I've seen with my own eyes just in my own town, alerting me that the supernova is here. Now, a supernova window is a concentration of negative celestial energy, and you're to be extremely prudent while driving and expect chain reaction accidents. Let's see, you need to be prepared for delays, strikes, of nature producing awful weather. This also includes earthquakes, hurricanes, and tornadoes. Now, this energy that I'm talking about is the exact same energy that produced the Titanic disaster. Also, the 2004 Asia tsunami, the Los Angeles quake, Northridge quake. I don't know when that was, 94, I think. And then there's the Kobe, Japan earthquake, and other major calamities always seem to happen during this transit of celestial energy, negative energy at that. Here's something interesting. Back in 2006, I don't know if anyone remembers this, but do you remember when the UK canceled all of their British Airways flights, thousands of flights, because all passengers did not check all handbags in before boarding their planes? It was like a terrorist attack. Those who didn't have a copy of Moon Power, they ended up paying the price for it with ignorance and suffered serious delays and frustrations that could have been avoided if they would have simply had a little knowledge of how to read the stars. It's very, very important we learn how to read the stars. And that's why I do this radio show, to bring enlightenment to people, to see how those energies are affecting everyday life, for better or for worse. So, with that being said, right on November 3rd, I was driving around my town here doing errands. Right by my bank, there was a car accident. A couple of cars piled up in an intersection. I hope nobody was hurt. I didn't pay too much attention to it till I drove down the other end of the boulevard, which is like 15, 20, 30 blocks, to a grocery store. And once again, I observed another accident. Two on the same boulevard, one on the north end, one on the south end. And I thought, I'm going to have to go and look into my moon chart and look at Moon Power. I bet you we've entered the supernova. Sure enough, I went home that night on the November 3rd, I believe it was a Saturday. Looked at the moon chart, looked at Moon Power. Yep, supernova window. Chain reactions with accidents. So drive carefully in this phase. Better to get there than go too fast and not get there. Like the tortoise and the hare. Remember that. The tortoise will go slow and steady, but he'll get to his destination. The hare just goes way too fast and doesn't make it to the finish line. Now, we do have a deadly plutonic window. And with the supernova window on top of this makes for some serious celestial energy. November 12th, 13th, and 14th, Dr. Torrey wrote a quatrain about this, and it states, hidden secrets and sex, money come to light, raw power challenges police and deadly villains, The ugly face of death, drama, and horror surface. Nature, man's religion, bloody folly reign. Key words for this phase are famous death, dramatic news, the police, the FBI, the CIA, the mob, secrets, scandals, wake-up calls, terrorism, finances, sex, serial killers, and death news. All of these subjects I just mentioned are, they have to do with the deadly Platonic window. These subjects are Pluto-based, everything I mentioned here. We could see some of these already unfolding in the news, and I'll just go over a few of them that I've noticed and that have been posted on Cosmic Code. And one of them would be, right now, our president's dealing with the cliff hang up of the taxing of the rich. Well, this is finances. I don't know if you heard about the Waffle House CEO that was in a sex scandal. Sex. The BBC apologizes over sex abuse claims. Another sex topic. Fuel train explodes, leaving 25 dead. That's death news. Man dies at Swedish prime minister's residence. Death news. People go to an Atlanta police officer's funeral. That's police news. A cop mistakenly killed by another fellow officer. That is police news. And the newest one that's coming up is the, General Petraeus has resigned due to an extramarital affair. More sex news. So it's happening. You just have to read the signs. And with becoming cosmic conscious and aware, you will learn how to read those signs, make your own decisions from there. Now, there was something in the news that I kind of see as an omen. I've been watching certain things going on in this part of the world for several months. And that's the Iran fires on U.S. drone. I don't know if you heard about this. I'm sure a lot of you have. Now, that's an omen to me. You know, a couple months ago, I reported that, and you didn't hear about this because of the election. And it came from independent news, RT News, which that reports actually factual, real news. They were talking about these war games going on in the Persian Gulf with several different countries, Iran, of course, and us, and Britain, and a couple other allies. I saw that as a sign, too. So now that I see this Iranians fire on U.S. drone, I see that as another sign of problems to come in the Middle East, especially with Iran. Now, just yesterday, a 6.6 quake hit in Mindanao, which used to be the country of Burma. And my understanding is Obama is planning to visit there in the next week or so. So say many prayers, because that worries me, right? That, with having that earthquake, that concerns me. That's kind of a signal and a sign. But let's think in the positive and not in the negative. Now, we do have a new moon that's coming up, and this new moon does come on November 13th in, guess what sign? Guess what? Scorpio. You got it. Now, the lunation is in Scorpio, and it does promise to be a very dramatic one for many, many people. The new moon is usually a positive thing, but in this particular case, any form of death, there is always a new life in store for all of us. Pluto, remember, is the planet of death and rebirth, and all affairs related to finance, health, sex, secrets, death, war, drama, the law enforcement, they will all be on the rise. So I want you guys to do your homework for the next few days and take notes on what I've just said and see what you see in the news. Your local news will be just fine. My local news too. I guarantee you, in the neck of the woods that I live with this lunation in Scorpio, I am going to see a lot of gang activity. Most of the gangs are affiliated with the Death Wish generation. And it's probably going to get busy. A lot of the cops are going to be extremely busy in my town. You're going to see all kinds of tragedy of all sorts take place this month. Also, remember that this is the month of November. When we talk about the dragon's head and tail and which one it's in now, we know that the dragon's head is in the constellation of Scorpio. And so when you have that birth month, the energy is heavy. It's heavy energy, and you're going to see all sorts of things take place this month. It's definitely going to be where the devil spirits will be invited, and there'll be a dance of horror. The news is going to get very bad, my friends, and I don't want to preach doom to you, but I want you to be prepared too. This will be one of the most difficult lunations we're going to see this year, and all of us out there, we need to realize our limitations and what we can and cannot do. Let's see. The trend plays an important part in your life, where impartial judgment from above and below will take place. Healing, working life, relationships, and the world at large will all be affected by this. Many people and countries may be forced to realize the hard lessons of determination, cruelty, and death. The emphasis is on death and the potential for a rebirth in experiences, strength, and newfound wisdom to perform and live accordingly. Now remember this statement. Knowledge is power. Ignorance is evil. And in the cosmic code, there is no room for ignorance with the stars. Remember that, and you're well on your way. Now, on November 14th, the day after the new moon, Mercury also enters into Scorpio. Now, anybody born with this position in their chart, a Mercury in Scorpio, this position makes for one of the most intense researchers of the zodiac. Excellent investigator, excellent researcher. The soul must learn to use diplomacy in times of confrontation and may suffer a lack of communication skills. However, an opportunity will be there to experience cosmic consciousness, and spiritual peace will always be offered to the advanced soul. But this trend is loaded with tons of communication related to finance, sex, legacy, death, metaphysics for those advanced souls. Much thought will be geared towards finding the meaning of life for some, and for others, it's going to be finding the weakest part and reviving an unproductive business. Children born now will be gifted with incredible staying power and natural abilities for investigations. The opportunity to learn anything hidden is offered to this soul, and many will be born with an opportunity to learn anything that has to do with deep medical investigations, financial endeavors, things like that, maybe even a coroner, who knows? Anyway, also you're going to see the police force in full force, emergency services where quick thinking and courage can make a difference between life and death. Fame and fortune will come to those involved in writing and teaching, or to those deeply involved in science, research, or the medical or metaphysical field. If you notice, I keep repeating the metaphysical field. The reason I keep repeating that is because that is ruled by Scorpio, the witchcraft, the metaphysical world. And I know there's some of you out there who don't like to use the word witchcraft. It makes you feel uncomfortable. Then you could say medicine man or woman. Europeans have no problem saying witchcraft, witch. I don't have a problem saying it because in my own right, I am one. But be very careful with this trend coming up. Be careful of what you say. Be careful of where you go and what you do. Unfortunately, there's going to be unaware police officers and criminals that will meet with their death. And with that, I've got to turn off my Facebook page because it keeps popping up and making noise. Sorry, folks. I hope that didn't disturb too many of you. Where was I? Pluto. Do heed this warning very seriously. The Platonic window dates depict extreme criminal activity, and the police are very vulnerable. No one is safe when evil reigns on earth. And this is when evil reigns on earth. So just be prepared. Be aware. And I was, if I have time, and I, you know, I might go ahead and do it. It's actually very long, but it actually is very long, but I'm going to do it anyway. Why not? I have a list here, and I'm going to post it after my show. I will put it on my Facebook page, and I will actually try and post it on my website as well. But these are the do's and don'ts of Pluto. And with that being said, I'm going to use this as a perfect example. A couple of years, not even a couple of years ago, I think it was last summer. I'm going to use myself as an example. Last summer, I was off with the kids in the summer because I work for the school system, so I get the summers off. I went to buy them a video game. I unfortunately, instead of paying cash like I usually do, I use my credit card, not just my regular credit card. I use my debit card. For some strange reason, I didn't realize we were in a Plutonic phase, but I said to myself, this is my own subconscious working, I'm going to go check my bank account just to see, you know, what is going on here. You know, sure enough, I go to check my bank account and there is like $300 missing out of my account. And it stated that I made a purchase of $300 to the same video store that I bought the video game at. And I was like, no, 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 I have the receipt. So I contacted the credit card company. Then I contacted actually the police department. And when I went down to the police department, the cop that was behind the desk said to me, what possessed you to look into your bank account? You know, and I didn't know how, you know, do I tell him about Pluto? Do I tell him about the cosmic code? Do I say anything? Or is he going to think I'm nuts? So I said to him, well, you know, so certain times of the month that there's energy that's more negative than others. And I was trying to explain this to him. And he was young. I mean, he's maybe a 25-year-old deputy, a young kid to, you know, for my age, he's young. After I told him everything, he was fascinated with what I had told him. And till this day, I don't know if he's a cosmic coder or not, but I do know he got his hands on moon power. And I remember talking to him one day, and he said, boy, he said, I sure wish that my some of my fellow co-workers, former fellow deputies, would take an interest in this, because I had mentioned something to him. I said, notice when the Plutonic phase is in effect, you being a police officer, tell me how busy you are with the gang activity. Tell me how busy you are with criminals on these couple of days. Sure enough, one of the things it says to do is to check your bank accounts. I'm going to go down the list here and tell you some of the do's you should do during this time phase. It doesn't mean hibernate in your house by all no means, but you need to stay. Let's see, time for you to dig into your bank account and see any fraudulent activity. Well, that's what I just told you. It's time to get rid of your current credit card and ask for another one. This is a good thing too. You want to stay clear from doing or saying anything wrong to the police. As you remember the whole Rodney King dilemma all those years ago. Let's see. Steer clear of Sunday psychics. Psychic accidents are very real. You also want to stay clear of haunted houses. Bad entities could succeed stealing your mind, body, and spirit. And that's a big one. In fact, I don't know if you followed me from a couple of months ago when I went on that haunted house tour. I was a little leery about going because we were in a Plutonic phase. The only reason I went was because the moon had shifted from Scorpio to Sagittarius, and I thought, okay, I'm okay. Everything went well. Now this one, I hope some of you don't get offended by it, but you want to steer clear of prostitutes. This is prime time for getting any kind of sexually transmitted disease. If you are having sex, use protection. It's common sense. Time for you to visit your departed ones and ask for them for guidance and protection. It's time for you to take serious notice of all your dreams and learn all about the prophets or imaginative dreams you can have. And it's time for you to dig into long-lost newsletters. And this is actually pertaining to Dr. Tory. Now he's telling you to dig into some of his long-lost newsletters, and they might answer some of your questions. Time for you to think about your own mortality and write out your will. You know, that sounds depressing, but it must be done. It's time for you to investigate all forms of legal and corporate endeavors. And it's also time for you to regenerate your spirit and learn more about witchcraft. It's time for you to look for ghosts manifestations. And it's time for you to enjoy a horror movie or a sex movie if you prefer. There's nothing wrong with it. And the stars are upon you, either horror or sex or both. How's that? Just remember, God made sex to feel good, so go for it. It's time for you to tell the truth to anyone, but be cautious in doing so. It's time for you to deal with the police if the moon is wanting. It's time for you to join law enforcement agencies if your UCI endorses such a dangerous job. And yes, there are some people in this world that are natural born law officers. They do very well at their job. Some not so much. Time for you to clarify your situation in court or a cop that did you wrong. It will be on your side and in your favor. It's also time for you to visit or deal with an attorney if you want to sue somebody. But remember, karma comes. So don't just do that just to do it because you need money, because it'll come back to you. It's also time for you to look where your spirit is in this lifetime right now. You need to wake up to the religious poisoning. It's also time to listen to your intuition about certain people. Your intuition will be very high at this time, so be in tune. It's also time for you to realize your strengths and your weaknesses and to be reminded soon about those strengths and weaknesses. Sometimes the stars remind us about that and make us realize just how little we are. This is the perfect time. If you are trying to quit smoking or drinking or even want to lose some weight, get on a better healthy diet, the Platonic phase is a wonderful, wonderful time to put those things to rest. You will have much success because they're blessed by the stars to get rid of that. And there's a couple others here. Time for you to learn the hard way why you went to jail and learn from your errors. So for some of you, if you've been in trouble, you may have to learn the hard way. It's one thing Pluto does is teach you the hard way. I will go over the don'ts in just a few minutes. What I think we're going to do now is we're going to break for a 1 minute break, if I can. And you're going to listen to some nice music. And hopefully we'll get that up and running in just a second. And then after that, I will go all over Scorpio's horoscope.
BBSRadio.com. If it's not mainstream, it could be here. Information and knowledge bring humanity closer to truth.
All right, we're back. Just needed a quick drink of water, you know, rest my voice for a minute. It's all good. Scorpio, Scorpio, Scorpio. You know, you're my favorite sign in the zodiac. I've said this before. It makes perfect sense to myself because my 11th house is ruled by Scorpio, which is friends and wishes. A lot of Capricorns end up having good friends with Scorpio. So, you guys, when I say you're my favorite sign in the zodiac, I mean that from the bottom of my heart. That doesn't mean I don't love all the other signs in the zodiac, but I have a special bond with Scorpio, okay? A lot of my female friends are Scorpio, and one thing about Scorpio I have learned, and this is a good thing, you have to remember Scorpio is a fixed sign in the zodiac. You got cardinal, you've got mutable, you've got fixed. Which means when they're fixed, there's three other signs in the zodiac that are fixed, being Scorpio, Taurus. Who are the other ones? I had them written down. Scorpio and Taurus. There was a few more. Excuse me, Leo and Aquarius. You're probably the most stubborn signs in the zodiac. I say that with all my love because I know some Tauruses too. And when their mind is made up, there is no changing it, come hell or high water. Doesn't matter what anybody says. But with that being said, they're the best ones to have on your team in times of trouble because they roll up their sleeves, they get in there, and they fight for you wholeheartedly. Remember, Scorpio rules and the planet of Pluto. It governs the mighty constellation of Scorpio. Scorpios are either the eagle or the lizard. Now, most of the Scorpios that have come into my life are definitely the eagle. They soar just like the eagle. I have met Scorpios that are just like the lizard. You always want to strive to be just like the eagle, flying high. Now, Scorpio, this lunation is right on you. You cannot lose if you try hard enough, and I want you to go for it. Don't question yourself. Realize the stars are shining upon you right now. You can achieve great things. Now, Scorpio, this lunation was towards right in your first house, right on you. Take care of yourself because the stars want you to live a long and steady, healthy, wealthy life. Lots of progressive changes are happening. Also on your partnership area, but you need to let go of the past and start fresh with someone new. The stars will be with you after the next new moon, and taking chances will bring its rewards. Now, people will admire your beauty, your gentleness, and your energy as a whole, as you do become more magnetic to the world. You want to avoid worrying about food and health. Don't overexercise. Usually, and I've learned this the hard way, better health usually comes from a better attitude with life in general. If you make the needed changes to improve your physical and spiritual life, they'll exude on the outer. If that means a new partner, then so be it. Your intuition is particularly accurate at this time, and so are your dreams. So please pay close attention to your dreams. They're messages. They're your subconscious giving you little messages. Listen to them carefully, but I want you to be cautious about money matters until after the full moon, as you will have to find a way to make more money. It could be also mean a new job opportunity coming your way. Now, I had someone ask me just a couple of weeks ago, "Well, Linda, you're saying that the head is right on my first house and the tail is in my seventh house, representing partnerships, contracts, and marriage. Does that mean I'm going to get a divorce?" Well, not going to say no, that's not what it means, because it may very well mean that. The tail is riding in your seventh house of partnerships, contracts, marriage. That could be exactly what it means. And in the next 16 months, you're going to know. Now, to use myself as an example, when this tail was going through my seventh house. It had nothing to do with a marriage. It had to do with contracts, partnerships, meaning a job I had worked for 10 years, I was laid off due to budget cuts. There was the end of my contract. The seventh house, the death of something came. So stars work in very different ways for different people. Each and every one of us has a star pattern, so to speak. So that doesn't mean you're going to get a divorce, but be aware of it. If something's not working, then, you know, the stars are forcing you into a better position in life. So just be strong. Now, with that being said, Scorpio, you inherited a powerful will, and you attract the unknown, the medical profession, the police force, metaphysics, politics, finance, investigations. You are classified as the eagle, which is positive in divine astrology. But you're also quiet and private, secretive, even mystical. And like all other water signs, you excel in the study and use of metaphysics. You carry in your soul the element of life and death, reincarnation, and pure sensuality. Excuse me. Now, on a negative note, your magnetic thoughts can reach anyone anywhere for good or worse, bringing its accompanying karma into your own life. Strong, private, and dominant, you were born with a practical mind and acute intuition. So what I'm trying to say, Scorpio, is I know sometimes people have done you wrong, and it's a perfect normal human reaction to think bad thoughts. I'm guilty of it myself because I'm human. Try to inflict the good karma and not the bad on your own life. Like I said, you're very magnetic and your thought process is very strong, metaphysically speaking. So if you think of something and it's in the negative, it might just happen to somebody just because of the power that you possess. One of the things you have to do is rebuild your witchcraft residue. And what I mean by that is to be more in tune with your own psychic abilities, be more in tune with your dreams, be more in tune with your intuition. That's rebuilding your witchcraft residue. And you'll be fine. Your lesson is to control and direct constructively your deep emotions and use Pluto's ultimate power for the well-being of society. You generate with investigations in spiritual matters and must uncover your unique mission in life. So you would do very well, Scorpio, as an investigative reporter, an astrologer, an astropsychologist. Anything to do with spiritual matters, you will soar like the eagle. Turn it around and do bank robberies and negative things, and you'll be the lizard. Now, this is for the ladies. In this sign, you are seen as the divine astrology. In divine astrology, you're seen as the femme fatale. They are sensual, classic, intellectual, reserved, and supremely magnetic. They also tend to use inner sexual power and physical beauty to reach their high goals. Now, that's not pertaining to all Scorpio women, but the Scorpio women that are in my life are extremely beautiful women, extraordinarily beautiful, and classy, intellectually smart. I mean, these women are gorgeous and have brains. Hey, what a concept. I like that in a woman. Oh, anyway, now on to your 2012 and beyond predictions for the year. We're almost done with 2012, and I will be getting the 2013 Nostradamus forecast as soon as it's published. But, like I said before, we're talking about the housing system. So, the new dragon's head is on your luck and growth, and it'll stimulate your seventh house. Marriage, contracts, partnerships, where you will experience a rebirth of your own aptitude to generate or make an income with others. This dragon's also going to induce a new discerning financial power, and with it, an enormous surge of ideas leading to investments and financial creativity. I'm going to stop there for a minute because I know there's a Scorpio listening to me right now. And she said she wanted to write a book. She better write that book. Her stars are blessing her with that. She's Facebooking me right now, so I'm kind of laughing. But she has to write that book. I see good things coming with her writing that book. So write the book. If you're thinking of writing, do it. Now, also, this impact will upgrade your sense of security working within the structure of powerful, well-established groups or with worthwhile partners. The new dragon's energy in your marriage area will open many doors, especially with foreigners, where love can bless your life. So if you know any foreigners out there, Scorpio, don't let them get away. Get to know them better. You just never know. You may have met your soulmate. Now remember, souls born in November will be tested to the limits in affairs involving marriages and karmic relationships that must come to an end. If you're in a bad relationship, the stars are going to push you out of it in the next 16 months. It's just the way it is. I'm not here to shock and awe anyone, but it's true. Now, the year 2012 could also mark the beginning or an ending of an era that could mean enjoying or ending a long-lasting relationship, and you can get financial help. Others will enjoy a well-deserved, well-respected partner in a higher position in the world. Before I go on, even though Dr. Tori's not on tonight, if you guys want to call in, you can call in at 1-888-627-6008. We have about 9 minutes left. If you just want to call in, say hi, give me your opinions on, you know, anything, the election, the stars, that's fine. I'm here. Phone lines are open. And if you want to talk, go for it. Now, last but not least, souls born in November should be ready for beneficial careers, associations offering great perspective and business deals with souls born in May, March, July, and those born in September. And on that note, that's all I have on Scorpio. I do want to say couple of characteristics and attractions with Scorpio are always going to be, of course, water attracts water. So Scorpio is good with Cancer, Pisces. But also remember, if you count down from, it's called the laws of attraction. House 5 and House 7 are always going to be the laws of attraction. This is the love in House 5 and marriage in the 7th house. So if you count down from 5 from November, December, January, February, March. March is Pisces. There's always going to be an attraction between a Scorpio and a Pisces. Count down 2 more to make it 7. March, April, May. This is Scorpio's polar opposite, which is Taurus. I actually had a friend the other day, I told her something about this. She was, Taurus, they're so stubborn. I'm like, so are you. I don't know if I could date a Taurus because they're too stubborn. Well, they're your polar opposite. So you two attract each other like wildfire. These are some of the signs that do very well. Now, friend-wise, you guys do very well with Capricorn. I don't know what it is. Probably because if you think about Scorpio and if you were born in the month of November, count down from 3. November, December, January. January, Capricorn, house number 3, you reside in your communication as a Capricorn. The way you communicate is like a Capricorn, so you'll relate to Capricorns. It's very interesting once you get the hang of it and you understand the stars, how you could see how these things work. And I am going to give you one quick example. I only have a few seconds left, but I have a cousin, and she has been married to my cousin. He's my birth cousin. his wife, they've been married for like 25, 30 years. I was like 6 years old when I went to their wedding. Out of all my cousins, their marriage has been the one that lasted the longest. And one day I was, unfortunately, a family got together a couple of months ago because my uncle passed away. And she said to me, you know, I think Pete and I do so well in our marriage because, you know, we're a lot alike and we're compatible and we're this and we're that. And I started thinking about it. Oh, my God. She's a Gemini. He's a Sagittarius. Count that down. June, July, August, September, October, November, December. House of marriage. Laws of attraction. They're a perfect match for each other. And they've been happily married for years. Anyway, my time has come to an end. I hope everyone enjoyed this show. I do want to let you know that if you go to Wikipedia, Dr. Tori, he is doing readings. It's one of the reasons he didn't come on tonight. And we're kind of taking my show in a little bit different perspective. Dr. Tori has become extremely busy. And what he's trying to tell me is it's time for this bird to fly free for a while. So he won't be coming on quite as often with me. That doesn't mean he won't ever be on. Don't get me wrong. He will. But it'll give me the opportunity to have other guests on. And in 2 weeks, I'm hoping to do my yearly charity event for the Cheyenne River, Pine Ridge, and Rosebud Indian Reservations in South Dakota. I'm hoping to be joined by someone from one of those reservations when we can talk about a fundraiser for the Native American children so that they do get some sort of a Christmas. I will even enlighten you on a little bit of history of what goes on in South Dakota and why I do this every year, my mission, to do this for the Native Americans. So with that being said, we have a lot of wonderful guests coming up in the few weeks to come. And you will hear from Dr. Tori. He will step in here from time to time. It'll probably be once every 3 months or so. It won't be every other week. But like I said, I'm a graduated student, so there'll be times when I will be able to do readings too. Even though I have a little bit different software than he does, since I've graduated, I have been able to learn a whole bunch of other things since I may have done student readings before. I've evolved into a more progressive human being. So that being said, you all have a wonderful week. We will see you back here in 2 weeks. Stay safe and be kind to each other. Blessings. Good night.